This episode is brought to you by IVP. If you talk with moms, you'll discover that motherhood is both a wonderful and draining experience. In their book, Moms at the Well, authors Tara Edelschick and Kathy Twan McLean offer a 7-week Bible study for mothers to experience refreshment for their souls. This study provides women with encouragement, solidarity, and the chance to experience God's blessings of spiritual transformation. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Moms at the Well for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com. This is IVP.
In sharing the realities of humanity, the Bible does not shy away from the way that people unjustly sin against each other. Today's Bible audio episode features themes of human suffering, like sexual trauma and violence, that may be inappropriate for small children and triggering to others. While presently there is mixed research about the benefit of trigger warnings, we wanted to make you aware of this content so that you can govern yourselves accordingly. Reaching out to a trusted support, journaling, using relaxation techniques, and to the extent that you can, exercising or moving your body are best practices. Ultimately, we pray that even in the most difficult portions of Scripture, you come to know that the God of all justice and compassion sees you.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Deuteronomy chapter 22. Laws concerning preservation of life. When you see your neighbor's ox or sheep going astray, do not ignore it. You must return it without fail to your neighbor. If the owner does not live near you, or you do not know who the owner is, then you must corral the animal at your house and let it stay with you until the owner looks for it. Then you must return it to him. You shall do the same to his donkey, his clothes, or anything else your neighbor has lost and you have found. You must not refuse to get involved. When you see your neighbor's donkey or ox fallen along the road, do not ignore it. Instead, you must be sure to help him get the animal on its feet again. A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor should a man dress up in women's clothing. For anyone who does this is offensive to the Lord your God. If you happen to notice a bird's nest along the road, whether in a tree or on the ground, and there are chicks or eggs with the mother bird sitting on them, you must not take the mother from the young. You must be sure to let the mother go, but you may take the young for yourself. Do this so that it may go well with you, and you may have a long life. If you build a new house, you must construct a guardrail around your roof to avoid being culpable in the event someone should fall from it. Illustrations of the principle of purity. You must not plant your vineyard with two kinds of seed. Otherwise, the entire yield, both of the seed you plant and the produce of the vineyard, will be defiled. You must not plow with an ox and a donkey harnessed together. You must not wear clothing made with wool and linen meshed together. You shall make yourselves tassels for the four corners of the clothing you wear. Purity in the marriage relationship. Suppose a man marries a woman, sleeps with her, and then rejects her, accusing her of impropriety and defaming her reputation by saying, "I married this woman, but when I approached her for marital relations, I discovered that she was not a virgin." Then the father and mother of the young woman must produce the evidence of virginity for the elders of the city at the gate. The young woman's father must say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man, and he has rejected her. Moreover, he has raised accusations of impropriety by saying, I discovered your daughter was not a virgin, but this is the evidence of my daughter's virginity. The cloth must then be spread out before the city's elders. The elders of that city must then seize the man and punish him. They will fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the young woman's father for the man who made the accusation and ruined the reputation of an Israelite virgin. She will then become his wife, and he may never divorce her as long as he lives. But if the accusation is true and the young woman was not a virgin, the men of her city must bring the young woman to the door of her father's house and stone her to death. For she has done a disgraceful thing in Israel by behaving like a prostitute while living in her father's house. In this way, you will purge the evil from among you. If a man is discovered in bed with a married woman, both the man lying in bed with the woman and the woman herself must die. In this way, you will purge the evil from Israel. If a virgin is engaged to a man, and another man meets her in the city and goes to bed with her, you must bring the two of them to the gate of that city and stone them to death, the young woman because she did not cry out, though in the city, and the man because he violated his neighbor's fiancée. In this way, you will purge evil from among you. But if the man came across the engaged woman in the field and overpowered her and raped her, then only the rapist must die. You must not do anything to the young woman. She has done nothing deserving of death. This case is the same as when someone attacks another person and murders him. For the man met her in the field and the engaged woman cried out, but there was no one to rescue her. Suppose a man comes across a virgin who was not engaged and takes hold of her and sleeps with her, and they are discovered. The man who has slept with her must pay her father 50 shekels of silver, and she must become his wife, because he has humiliated her. He may never divorce her as long as he lives. A man may not marry his father's former wife, and in this way dishonor his father. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 6, through Deuteronomy chapter 25. Deuteronomy chapter 24, beginning at verse 6. One must not take either lower or upper millstones as security on a loan, for that is like taking a life itself as security. If a man is found kidnapping a person from among his fellow Israelites and regards him as mere property and sells him, that kidnapper must die. In this way, you will purge the evil from among you. Respect for human dignity. Be careful, during an outbreak of leprosy, to follow precisely all that the Levitical priests instruct you. As I have commanded them, so you should do. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam along the way after you left Egypt. When you make any kind of loan to your neighbor, you may not go into his house to claim what he is offering as security. You must stand outside, and the person to whom you are making the loan will bring out to you what he is offering as security. If the person is poor, you may not use what he gives you as security for a covering. You must by all means return to him at sunset the item he gave you as security, so that he may sleep in his outer garment and bless you for it. It will be considered a just deed by the Lord your God. You must not oppress a lowly and poor servant, whether one from among your fellow Israelites or from the resident foreigners who are living in your land and villages. You must pay his wage that very day before the sun sets, for he is poor and his life depends on it. Otherwise, he will cry out to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin. Fathers must not be put to death for what their children do, nor children for what their fathers do. Each must be put to death for his own sin. You must not pervert justice, do a resident foreigner, or an orphan, or take a widow's garment as security for a loan. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God redeemed you from there. Therefore, I am commanding you to do all this. Whenever you reap your harvest in your field and leave some unraked grain there, you must not return to get it. It should go to the resident foreigner, orphan, and widow, so that the Lord your God may bless all the work you do. When you beat your olive tree, you must not repeat the procedure. The remaining olives belong to the resident foreigner, orphan, and widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you must not do so a second time. They should go to the resident foreigner, orphan, and widow. Remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I am commanding you to do all this. Deuteronomy chapter 25. If controversy arises between people, they should go to court for judgment. When the judges hear the case, they shall exonerate the innocent, but condemn the guilty. Then if the guilty person is sentenced to a beating, the judge shall force him to lie down and be beaten in his presence with the number of blows his wicked behavior deserves. The judge may sentence him to 40 blows, but no more. If he is struck with more than these, you might view your fellow Israelite with contempt. You must not muzzle your ox when it is treading grain. Respect for the sanctity of others. If brothers live together and one of them dies without having a son, the dead man's wife must not remarry someone outside the family. Instead, her late husband's brother must go to her, marry her, and perform the duty of a brother-in-law. Then the first son she bears will continue the name of the dead brother, thus preventing his name from being blotted out of Israel. But if the man does not want to marry his brother's widow, then she must go to the elders at the town gate and say, "My husband's brother refuses to preserve his brother's name in Israel. He is unwilling to perform the duty of a brother-in-law to me." Then the elders of his city must summon him and speak to him. If he persists, saying, "I don't want to marry her," then his sister-in-law must approach him in view of the elders, remove his sandal from his foot, and spit in his face. She will then respond, "Thus may it be done to any man who does not maintain his brother's family line. His family name will be referred to in Israel as the family of the one whose sandal was removed. If two men get into a hand-to-hand fight and the wife of one of them gets involved to help her husband against his attacker, and she reaches out her hand and grabs his private parts, then you must cut off her hand. Do not pity her. You must not have in your bag different stone weights, a heavy and a light one. You must not have in your house different measuring containers, a large and a small one. You must have an accurate and correct stone weight and an accurate and correct measuring container so that your life may be extended in the land the Lord your God is about to give you. For anyone who acts dishonestly in these ways is abhorrent to the Lord your God." Treatment of the Amalekites. Remember what the Amalekites did to you on your way from Egypt, how they met you along the way and cut off all your stragglers in the rear of the march when you were exhausted and tired. They were unafraid of God. So when the Lord your God gives you relief from all the enemies who surround you in the land, he is giving you as an inheritance. You must wipe out the memory of the Amalekites from under heaven. Do not forget. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, you are the lawgiver. And God, sometimes the law is just hard to read, O Lord God, to see, O God, the ways, O Lord God, the punishment, O Lord God, for breaking the law, for harming our neighbors, O Lord God, and the ways, O Lord God, particularly women, O Lord God, bear the brunt, O Lord God, of that punishment, oh God, depending, you know, on what's being addressed in the law. Lord, would you help us, oh God? Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, oh Lord God. And in our Western minds, oh God, a lot of this we just can't comprehend, oh God, because we are subject, oh God, to such binary thinking, oh God. Would you help us, oh God, to trust in you, oh Lord God, and to look to you, God, and thank you for Jesus. Thank you, O God, that the law does reveal our inability, O Lord God, to keep your law in and of ourselves. Thank you so much, O God, that Jesus actually fulfilled the law on our behalf, O God. Thank you, my God. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, O God, and may we never, ever put down the bloodstained banner, but to help us to wave it continually, O God, as a wave offering to thank you, O Lord, for your grace and your mercy, O God, because if we were to be judged by your law, O God, apart from grace and apart from the righteousness of Christ, who could stand? No one, O God, absolutely no one. God, and right now, my prayer, my heart goes to those, O God, who are survivors of sexual assault. I don't want to forget that there were hard passages there, O God, with mentions of sexual assault, oh Lord God, and what to do in those incidences, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you mete out justice, oh God, and punishments, oh Lord God, for those, oh God, who commit such crimes, oh Lord God. I pray that for the survivors, oh Lord God, that you will be near, that the Holy Spirit will be the comforter that he is to all who are survivors of sexual assault, oh God. And that those who might even be experiencing it now, God, we pray for deliverance, God. We pray, Father God, for a way of escape, O God. And we pray, O Lord God, that your justice, O God, would come, O God, on their behalf, O Lord God, and that the consequences and the punishment, O God, for those, O God, who commit such heinous acts, O God, will come swiftly, swiftly, Lord God, in and outside of the church, O Lord. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.